This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. As you probably know, President Trump is inside L.A. right now for the first time as president. And like President Obama before him and Bush and Clinton to go back further, he's here for the money and also the brief photo op and to stymie rush hour traffic. As you're hearing elsewhere on the show, this presidential visit feels different to many people. And yet, the traffic, the photos, especially the money, may be the one way in which Obama and Trump are very much the same. So says Kevin Roderick. He's here with this week's LA Observed on KCRW. Good to see you, Kevin.
Hi, Jonathan.
Well, as the guy who popularized the term Obama Jam, I love that. So what is it about presidential plans that ends up annoying so many Angelenos?
Well, it does come down to traffic, because when the presidents come here, and this has been largely true with a few exceptions, they don't come here and make public appearances. They don't make speeches or hold rallies or do anything, quote, presidential. They really just come here to hold high roller fundraisers, usually in the hills, often tapping Hollywood money, and leave here with a bunch of money in their pockets.
Right.
And for that exchange, people end up sitting in sometimes really horrendous traffic. That happened when Obama was here around 2010 or so. Things got so gummed up that people were just furious, and that kind of led to the popularizing of the term Obama Jam.
Right, and the truth is I remember hearing this yesterday from State Senator Kevin DeLeon, who was saying, hey, let me show you the city, let me tell you what Los Angeles is about. But presidents aren't really interested in that, because we don't hold much political clout, because they always know how we're going to vote anyway, right? So our message isn't very important to these presidents coming in.
That's right. Los Angeles is very seldom in doubt in who it's going to vote for president.
Right.
And, you know, the election was not that long ago, and it'll be a long time till the next one. So that's really not what it's about. President Trump is not here to build support.
Right.
He's here to tap the big wealthy people of Southern California for money, and presidents have been doing that for a long time.
And is it Hollywood? I mean, are they going there? Where are they getting all this money?
Well, President Trump in particular is not going to be getting a lot of money out of Hollywood. Hollywood right. is not all that friendly to him.
It's known for being more liberal, generally.
Certainly is, and certainly turned out heavily for Obama when he was here. There may be some people from the financial side of Hollywood there. There are definitely conservatives in Hollywood. They may be showing up at tonight's fundraiser, but it's not a central part of the base here for him, although it's always money you like to have if you can get it.
Right. We're learning just a little bit more about where this fundraiser is going to take place. What do we know right now?
Well, it sounds like the LA Times is reporting that it's going to be at a private home of a Trump supporter in the Beverly Park neighborhood. This is a gated neighborhood at the north of Beverly Hills that, for one thing, if you think about just the traffic impact alone, opens up some more possibilities about how they might be getting the president up there. If he goes by helicopter, great. That won't disturb a lot of people. But if he has to go by motorcade, now you're talking about going up canyon roads, perhaps even on Mulholland Drive, and now you're looking at a real possible disruption for people during the rush hour.
Does it matter who's president? Angelenos are just going to be pissed about traffic.
I think it really doesn't matter, because, you know, again, it's not like you're out engaging with the president or the public. Although there are oftentimes when Obama was here, there were people lining the route to wave at him. And I think that's one of the reasons there's a lot of secrecy about the Trump visit. His people did not want to invite protesters who are gathering in Beverly Hills to know where they should focus their efforts. But, you know, I think, you know, when it comes right down to it, if anybody who does anything to cause the afternoon rush hour to be any worse than it already is on the West Side is not going to be a popular figure.
So the president should point out how bad the traffic is, and maybe we can make some changes in L.A. How about that?
That could be one way to go, that's for sure.
All right, that's Kevin Roderick with this week's L.A. Observed on KCRW. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jonathan.